Hey guys, I hope you're all good and welcome back for another episode of the Wholeness Podcast. So the last one we spoke about shadow work, about the importance of shadow work, about what's going on now with the collective and coronavirus and how we can use this time to do our personal shadow work, to integrate that aspect of self and in doing that, empower ourselves and heal. So, today's episode is on one of my favourite topics, alchemy. So I'm really going straight into the deep end with you guys. Like this is kind of some occult stuff, but we're ready for it. Like I said in the shadow work video, I've been looking at this stuff for the longest time, and now we're in a place where we're ready. Well, I think we're ready for it. So, what is alchemy? Alchemy is the process of turning lead into gold. Lead being something that's dark, dense, not of much value. And putting that lead through a process that transmutes it and transforms it into something of high value, which is gold. And a lot of times when we think about alchemy, we think about just the actual process of actual lead and transforming that into actual gold. But I've been doing personal alchemy for years. And that lead, again, this ties into the shadow self, that lead really is the darkness and the heaviness and the denseness and the dross within us that we need to transform and go through this process to find the gold and the gift and the value within it. But it's interesting because the gold that we look at in the end and we're like, look at this amazing thing. It came from the lead, the heaviness of the lead. So that's why I'm just like, look, when you start doing this wholeness work and this integration work, you won't be so tough on yourself because you'll understand that you need both. You need both. You need light. You need dark. You need the opposites. So I'll tell you guys a little bit about alchemy and my personal experience with it. So I decided to do alchemy to help me deal with my thought patterns. So I had just a lot of negative habitual thought patterns and it was just going on for felt like just years. And it was just like, we just need to move on from this. And I used the alchemical process of transmutation and self-transformation to do that work. So there's three stages in alchemy. There's the black phase, then there's the white phase, then there's the red phase. And there is a symbol in alchemy, which is one that's quite popular, and it's a symbol of the phoenix. So the phoenix is this beautiful red bird that rises from the ashes, and that's the alchemical process. So the first step in alchemy, like I said, is the black phase. And this part is also known as the nigredo, and it's the most difficult stage of alchemy. It is so tough. So when I went through my personal nigredo stage, I went turbo. I printed off a 30-day challenge chart and I literally just said to myself, right, I'm going to work on dealing with these negative thoughts to try and understand them and integrate them and pay attention to them. And it was pretty tough because normally when you know, the thoughts are going off, my go-to, I'll just go and find something really tasty to eat and just be like, and just munch my fears away. Some people smoke their fears away. Some people drink their fears away. Some people, whatever vices you find to use to deal with your shadow, right? So with alchemy, what you do now is when those thoughts come up and they rise to the surface, you sit with them, you let them come up, you feel the anxiety, you feel the tension. Another thing about the nigredo phase in alchemy, the first stage is calcination, and it's a burning, and it's a stage of burning and death. So fire, okay, I'm going back and forth here. Hopefully you guys are still with the story. So in actual alchemy, in terms of turning lead into gold, the process of how they do that, the first stage is a burning. So you'd put the lead into a furnace and you would burn it, and it's getting it to its most basic state. So I would do that with myself. So when those negative thoughts and stuff would come to the surface, whereas before I'd be like, whoa, it's too hot in the kitchen, time to eat something, I would just be like, nah, just let it bubble. Let it bubble, because it's like a vapor. It's like alchemy science, isn't it? Alchemy is chemistry. So it's literally like we're taking it back to science, when it's like, you know, the you transmute from through the different substances. So you let the vapor rise, you let it rise up, you let the steam rise up, and you let it bubble, and you just sit with that process. And it's really terrifying. It's really freaking terrifying. And it is like a form of death. It's a form of death for many reasons. Firstly, because it's a new way of dealing with old habits. Normally you just use old habits to deal with the old habits and nothing changes. So it's all old and stale. Whereas you're finding a new way to deal with the old habits. So yeah, you let it rise, and then you have to face your shadow, and you have to face that part of yourself that feels less than and not good enough and all this other stuff. And then you let it come to the surface, and then you actually realise, oh my gosh, as petrifying and scary as that was, I'm still here. And I'm stronger. And I've seen that part of myself, and I've listened to that part of my shadow now. I see you. Cool. So that's a small example of the first phase of alchemy, the black phase. And then the next phase is the white phase, and the white phase is more about peace. And it's you've gone through the death and the transformation of the darkness and facing your shadow and looking in it and integrating it, and now you're at a pace of peace and stillness, and the parts of yourself that you needed to let go of, and those old coping mechanisms that you was using that were keeping you stale and stuck in whatever situation you was in, that's past now, and you've let that dross pass. And now you're just left with the essence of who you are. And then you've got the red phase, which is, you know, you've arrived. So I'm making a quick summary of this here, guys, but you kind of get the process. It's the journey of going into your darkness, going into your shadow and facing it. And alchemy is a tool that I used to do that work. And it was difficult, but it was amazing. And it's pretty deep stuff. And if that's something that you're interested in and want to look at in terms of dealing with your own vices, maybe you've got some addictions that you need to deal with. Maybe you've got some thought patterns you need to deal with. Maybe you've got these negative cycles that you just seem to be stuck in, and you find it really difficult to shake, and you can use the alchemical process as another way to heal and do that work. And you'll get to learn, I think through the wholeness work there's so many benefits to it, because you build up so much strength and resilience, and you learn to get a bit of bite. Jordan Peterson, who's another legend. I have to do a podcast solely on Jordan Peterson. He's like, for me, Jordan Peterson is like a living modern day Jung. For me, closest thing we have to Jung that's still alive. And he says, the aim of the game is to know you're a monster. Know you are a monster, but you've got enough awareness of yourself and self-control that you don't have to be one. You don't have to be one. Because I always used to think I was winning by like having no boundaries and just, you know, especially as a woman as well, when you're just like, no, you know, just be nice and just, yeah, and all that, yeah, and all that sort of stuff. And that's cool. But in order to, again, reach wholeness and have better relationships with yourself and others and get your needs met, you need to have that part of yourself that's just like, if necessary, if you do need to tune in and channel that part of yourself, you can. You don't have to, but it's there if you need to. So if that resonates, I would advise looking into alchemy. It goes very, 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 very deep. I think this is going to be a shorter one. This podcast is only like 10 minutes, but that's fine. I'd rather not just say unnecessary stuff just to be like, well, it was long enough. You know, sometimes short and sweet, you know, just nice and simple and everything. So, guys, as always, it's been a pleasure. And we'll do this again soon for the Wholeness Podcast series. Y'all thought I was a singer, but I'm a rapper too, and a preacher too. And I'll see you on the next video. Bye. It's not a video. Hold on. It's not. Natalie, if you want this to be a video, get a camera up and film yourself. This is an audio, okay? Stop lying to the people. You're talking about the truth. Give them the truth. So you will hear me on the next audio. Thank you.